Holyoke's political leaders, educators, healthcare providers, and youth organizations have been working together for almost 2 years to deliver one message to teenagers. You have choices. Activities and events focus teenagers on the opportunities to build lives for themselves before creating life. Mayor Alex Moore says it's important to reduce teen birth rates because of the negative economic and social impacts on the community.
You know, the positive news is that the teen pregnancy rate did decline from 2009 to 2010. I'm hoping we're going to continue to move in that direction.
In 2010, the most recent year statistics are available, Holyoke had a rate of 96.8 births per 1,000 girls ages 15 to 19. Despite having the top rate in the state for 5 years running, officials say the trend has been to fewer teenage girls giving birth. To help lower the teen birth rate at a faster pace in Holyoke and Springfield, the U.S. Centers for Disease Control awarded a $5.5 million grant to the private nonprofit Massachusetts Alliance on Teen Pregnancy. Executive Director Patricia Quinn said the goal is to reduce teen births by 10%.
We are 100% confident that we, with all of this collaboration, can make that happen. We're seeing some progress, but hey, there is a lot more work to be done.
A new sex education curriculum began in the middle school in January, according to Holyoke School Superintendent David DuPont.
We have to keep at this. We cannot give up on this problem. What we really need is parental support in all of this. And I want to make this clear, because I do not agree when people say parents don't care. Parents care. You may have a tiny percentage, but what we have to do is help parents be parents so that they can help their kids with this.
Many of the youth organizations and healthcare providers involved in Holyoke's teen pregnancy prevention efforts gathered recently to highlight their work and mark their participation in a national day to prevent teen pregnancy. Geisha Uroza is the Teen Pregnancy Prevention Program Coordinator at Girls, Inc. of Holyoke.
They go through other programs such as leadership programs, science, math, relative technologies. We go to colleges. So all of these things encourage them to delay either sexual activity or getting pregnant, period, at a young age. And it encourages them to look for their options.
Catherine Sanchez, who had the first of her four children when she was a teenager, spoke about her experiences. She said her life has been hard.
I don't regret my kids, but going back, I will not have any children at that time. Yeah, just keep going to college and work and stuff.
The youth groups and the schools sponsor poster and essay contests with winners receiving certificates and gift cards. Reporting from Holyoke, I'm Paul Tuthill, WAMC News.